Good morning. It's Thursday, November 27th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A tense scene unfolded in Washington, D.C. Wednesday afternoon as two National Guard soldiers from West Virginia were shot near Farragut Square, less than two blocks from the White House. Authorities say a lone suspect, identified as Afghan national Rahmanullah Lakamal, opened fire before being subdued by nearby troops. President Donald Trump called the attack an act of evil and vowed the suspect will face severe consequences. The motive remains unclear, and the soldiers are in critical condition in separate hospitals. The incident briefly halted flights at Reagan National Airport. Investigations continue as the city grapples with the shock of the attack. Another news. Tragedy struck Connors State College in Warner, Oklahoma, as 20-year-old basketball player Ethan Dietz died following a head injury sustained during a game against Grayson College. Dietz, a second-year forward who averaged 11 points and 9.4 rebounds, was transported to a Texas hospital and passed away Tuesday morning. The school and coaches described him as a talented athlete with strong character. Several basketball games were canceled, and a campus vigil is planned to honor him. College officials say Dietz's loss is deeply felt, highlighting both his athletic skill and his role as a teammate and leader. Another news. The U.S. Department of the Interior has announced a $100 entry fee for foreign tourists visiting 11 popular national parks, including Yosemite and the Grand Canyon, starting in 2026. Non-residents seeking an annual pass will pay over $250, compared to $80 for U.S. citizens. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum said the move puts American families first while funding conservation and maintenance. The increase follows a July executive order aiming to offset budget cuts while keeping parks accessible to U.S. residents. The policy also introduces 8 patriotic fee-free days, ensuring citizens retain affordable access to the nation's most visited natural treasures. Around the world, a devastating fire ripped through the Wong Fuk Court housing estate in Tai Po, Hong Kong, Wednesday afternoon, killing at least 44 people and leaving hundreds missing. Flames spread rapidly from maintenance materials on bamboo scaffolding in 8 apartment blocks. Authorities arrested 3 men suspected of gross negligence. Firefighters continue to battle lingering hotspots, while residents are evacuated and shelters set up. Among the dead was a 37-year-old firefighter. City officials and international leaders express condolences as investigations continue into the fire's cause. The tragedy has shaken Hong Kong, raising questions about fire safety in the city's densely populated residential complexes. Another news, in a dramatic political development, army officers in Guinea-Bissau announced a takeover Wednesday, deposing President Umaro Sissoko Embalo and suspending the electoral process ahead of presidential election results. The military declared a high command for the restoration of order and implemented a curfew while shutting borders. Embalo confirmed he had been deposed, and reports indicate key political figures, including election rivals, are also in custody. The West African nation, historically prone to coups, now faces uncertainty as the international community watches closely. The army has yet to outline a clear timeline for returning the country to civilian rule. Another news, Australia is set to pass major reforms to its environmental legislation, introducing the country's first independent environment regulator and new national standards for protecting wildlife and forests. The Labour government reached a deal with the Greens, limiting fast-tracking of coal and gas projects while aiming to support housing, renewable energy, and critical mineral initiatives. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the reforms a win for nature and business, addressing concerns over outdated laws that have hindered progress. The new legislation is expected to pass through the Senate Thursday, marking a significant step in balancing conservation with economic priorities in Australia. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.